It is time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Lechleitner Doors Sales and Service. Lechleitner, they open all the right doors, residential, commercial, and agricultural. Call 295-6311. First for the visitors, the New Prairie Cougars, under the direction of head coach Derek Deshone in his third year in charge of the New Prairie program, a record of 27-35, his fourth year overall as a high school coach. He has 31 victories to his credit. New Prairie averaging 50 points per game and allowing 49. New Prairie's starting lineup looks like this. A 6'3 junior forward, Jacob Tuttle. A 6'3 junior guard, Michael Klemzak. A 6'3 junior guard, Cade Boniface. A young man that Vince talked about a couple of moments ago, a sharpshooter from the outside, a 6'1 sophomore guard, Chase Ketterer, and 6'3 senior guard, Bryce Blood. The Cougars are 2-5 in NIC play. And now for the home squad, the Mishawaka Cavemen, 9-7, 5-3 in the Northern Indiana Conference. Ron Heklinski in his first year in charge of the Cavemen. 26 years as a high school basketball coach, 377 victories. The starting lineup for the Cavemen tonight features 5'9 junior guard Sam Shively, 5'5 senior guard Trayshawn Jeffries, 6' senior guard Dylan Hall, 6'2 senior forward John Binion, and 6'1 junior forward A.J. Rosebush. The Cavemen so far this year averaging 53 points per game, giving up 47. New Prairie in their road navy blue uniforms with white New Prairie across the front of the jersey. Mishawaka in their home whites with the maroon numbers and letters Mishawaka in cursive across the front. And our first quarter is presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 20 years of home mortgage and refinancing loan experience serving you. Mishawaka and their home whites will shoot to the basket to our left in this opening quarter. Tuttle will jump center for New Prairie. It is Binion for Mishawaka, 6'3 versus 6'2. And the ball is in the air. Binion wins the tip back to Shively, and we're underway at the Cave. It's New Prairie and Mishawaka, and the Cougars come out in a man-to-man defense. Binion has it at the top of the key, a bounce pass left wing for Dylan Hall. Hall guarded by Klemzak, dribbles to the free throw line. Now picks up a dribble at the elbow and a bounce pass left top of the key to Shively. They work it down low to Binion, low block left. Back into the left wing corner, Shively drives baseline. He's double teamed and forced to pass out front, and Mishawaka will reset. Opening 30 seconds, no shots at the hoop as of yet. Jeffries at the right wing for Mishawaka. Passes up top for Rosebush. Left wing for Dylan Hall, who dribbles to the top of the key. Can't find a lane. Passes right sideline for Jeffries, and Mishawaka forced to reset once again. A strong opening defensive possession for New Prairie. Binion, low block right, double team, forced to pass. He finds Rosebush cutting down the middle of the lane. He takes a shot. The ball bounds on the rim and then falls through, and a foul against New Prairie.
And what a great job by John Binion. The entire New Prairie defense collapsed on him. Obviously, he's going to be the marked man tonight, but he found a cutting Rosebush wide open. Hoop and Har, man, going for the three-point play.
55 seconds come off the clock before Mishawaka takes a shot. Right-handed shooter, Rosebush, shoots and hits the back iron. The rebound pulled down by Ketterer for New Prairie, and the Cougars with their first offensive possession against a Mishawaka man-to-man defense. Here's Klemzak at the right wing. He throws it into the baseline right area. He finds Tuttle. A pass into the middle of the lane for Boniface. They now swing it left side. Ketterer thought about shooting a three and decided to dribble the top of the key. He's guarded by Jeffries. Ketterer, left wing feed for Klemzak. Klemzak delivers the ball up top for Boniface, who swings it right side. Blood will shoot the three, and he hits the three from the right wing, and New Prairie leads 3-2.
Had a great job, too. He had a man in his face, too, and he was able to drain that three from the elbow.
Mishawaka back on offense to our left. Here's Shively at the left wing. Delivers the ball left corner for Rosebush. Drives baseline. No one picks him up. He misses the layup from the left side. The ball is loose on the baseline, finally recovered by New Prairie's Cade Boniface. Cougars lead 3-2, 6:07 to go, opening quarter from the Cave. Here is Blood at the free throw line. Shut off. Good defense by Shively. Delivers the ball left sideline. Shooting a three and hitting a three is Klemzak. And New Prairie has built a 6-2 lead. Couple of threes early on for Coach Deshaun's Cougars on the road. Here's Hall at the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Sends it out front for Rosebush. He lobs it in the middle of the lane for Binion in traffic. Three guys on him. His three-footer. He turns and shoots and misses. Got his own rebound. He passes right side for Jeffries. Jeffries in the corner. Passes right elbow Rosebush. He swings it left side Shively. A ball fake. Steps in. 18-footer off the mark. Rebound at the free throw line is grabbed by Ketterer for New Prairie. Cougars up 6-2. Ketterer coast to coast under the basket. He finds in the left corner Boniface, and he buries a three.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're shooting 100% from the field and they're all from behind the arc, that's some pretty good shooting there for the visitors.
30-second timeout, Mishawaka. 9-2 Cougars, back in 30 on Z94.3. New Prairie scorching the Nets early on at the Cave. Three trifectas, and they lead Mishawaka 9-2, along with Vince Dodario. I'm Darren Pritchett from The Cave. Mishawaka basketball powered by Midland Engineering tonight on Z94.3 FM. The Cavemen back on offense. To our left, Shively at the top of the key. Hands it off to Jeffries. He swings it left wing for Rosebush now. Left sideline feed for Hall, who dribbles to the left wing. He's guarded by Boniface. He takes the dribble in the lane. Scoop shot right side up and in.
And there he is, Dylan Hall, getting in there and doing his thing around the basket.
6 foot senior with his first two. It's New Prairie 9, Mishawaka 4. 4:40 to go. Opening quarter from Mishawaka High School. Right wing side, it's Blood picked up by Shively. Blood swings the ball around, now dribbles to the right top of the key, fires it right corner for Tuttle. Tuttle dribbles now to the top of the key with Binion on him. Bounce pass into the right corner for Boniface, dribbles to the edge of the lane, kicks it now left side. For Blood, deeper into the corner, he finds Klemzak, and now New Prairie sends it out front, and they'll reset their offense against the Cavemen man-to-man defense. Ketterer got by his man to the left block. A runner off the glass is good from 6 feet away. His first two, New Prairie's first two-point field goal, it's 11-4. Cavemen in a hurry. Shively swings it right side for Dylan Hall. Hall uses the dribble, now a whistle away from the ball, and I believe Binion possibly was held by junior forward Jacob Tuttle of New Prairie. And it will be Tuttle with the foul, his first, team second.
Yeah, kind of a tough call there. I mean, both guys are battling down there underneath, and I don't know, kind of early for that one.
Long way away from the ball. Binion gets the inbounds pass, low block right, kicks it out right side. Shively for three, bullseye.
Well, like I mentioned in the pregame, if number 11 in white, Sam Shively, can get hot from beyond the arc, Mishawaka Cavemen are going to be just fine.
It's now 11-7 New Prairie. Half-court trap almost to travel by Klemzak. He got the ball up to Blood, who finds left baseline. Tuttle, who lays it in from the left side of the bucket. His first two, and every New Prairie starter has scored. It's 13-7 Cougars.
And they still have yet to miss a shot, Darren. Mm.
Jeffries at the top of the key, lost the handle, loose ball to Tuttle, and here comes a two-on-one the other way. Blood right side, bounce pass, going in from the left side. It's going to be Boniface who lays it in for two. He's got five. It's 15-7 New Prairie with 3:08 to go in the opening quarter, and Shively lost the dribble. That ball's picked up by Blood, and here comes New Prairie in transition again. It's Ketterer down the lane. He goes left side. A three for Boniface. Off the mark, they're human. They missed a shot. Mr. Walker the rebound, and here comes Hall the other way. He goes right side for Rosebush. Now to Jeffries, a right wing three. High off the back of the rim, would not go. Battle for the rebound. Bodies hit the deck and a foul against New Prairie. And it's going to be whistled against Blood, his first, team third. Michael Forrester and Nick Ryan check in for New Prairie. It is Peyton Johnson and Isaiah Evans for Mishawaka.
Well, and one thing that Coach Oklinski has been doing a really good job of the last couple times we've seen them, he's gone pretty deep on his bench. I think he had every single guy in the game the last time we saw them play Clay. And it was early. It wasn't like it was mop-up time. He's using all of his guys.
Leading scorer, John Binion, to the bench for Mishawaka. He has not scored in the first five-plus minutes of this ball game. It's New Prairie 15, Mishawaka 7. Cavemen have the basketball, working to the hoop. To our left against the New Prairie, man-to-man defense. Here's Dylan Hall, right wing, into the lane. Draws contact, six-footer up and good. Dylan Hall has four to lead Mishawaka. Now they put on some full-court pressure.
Well, and this is where Mishawaka excels. If they can get a little matchup zone on this full court pressure, they can turn New Prairie over.
15-9 Cougars over Mishawaka. Mishawaka still in their man-to-man defense. Forrester just in the game finds a wide open man in the left block, and that is Ryan, who just checked in. He gets his first two off the bench, the 6'1 junior, and it's 17-9 New Prairie. For a team that averages 50 a game, they've got 17 on the board in the first 6 minutes of the first quarter.
Ball movement, Darren. They're doing a great job of finding wide open guys. And a little miscommunication by Mishawaka a couple times down the floor.
Loose ball, far side. The ball goes through the hands of Evans. It is collected by Ketterer, and he goes coast to coast for the layup. Ketterer has four. The lead is 10 for New Prairie, and they have hardly done anything wrong early on in this ballgame. Here is a pass to the right block. They try to get it to Evans. The ball came free, and there is a whistle.
That is. I would say that that's the most beneficial kicked ball that could possibly happen for Mishawaka, because that was a turnover waiting to happen. It just happened to bounce off somebody's foot.
Binion comes back in for Mishawaka. They really can't afford to leave him on the bench very long for a rest. Down 19-9 late first quarter. Well, you have to imagine the Cougars will cool off a tad bit.
You would imagine.
Here's Binion accepting the inbounds pass right baseline. He goes into the right corner for Jablonski, who just checked in. His shot goes off the back of the iron. Weak side rebound. Battle for possession. And there is a couple of players battling for the ball. And there's some conversations taking place amongst the players. Everybody is separated. And do we have a foul or
jump
is it
ball.
A jump ball?
Yep.
It will be a jump ball. So it is New Prairie possession up 19-9, 1:27 to go first quarter. And man-to-man, full-court pressure being put on by Mishawaka. Forrester to inbound from the baseline. Thought about the baseball pass deep down the floor, needs help, and Coach DeShone is forced to take a timeout.
It would have been a home run pass to the football player. That was Ketterer that was running the length of the court, and I think Coach DeShone's not too happy that he didn't fire that one down the court.
19-9 New Prairie, back in 30 seconds on Z94.3. Ben Sodario, Darren Pritchett back at Mishawaka High School. The Cougars off to a fast start, leading the Cavemen 19-9, 1:27 to go, opening quarter. Full court pressure by Mishawaka, and the Cougars get the ball in to Chase Ketterer, who's got 4 points in the ball game. He's picked up by Jablonski. He brings it across the midcourt stripe, dribbles left side, stops, and a bounce pass top of the key to Forrester, who now swings it right side for Blood. Blood passes now top of the key to Forrester. He'll swing it to the left side of the floor and finds Ketterer. Dribbles into the lane at the left block, stops, draws contact. The shot too hard off the glass, and a rebound goes to Binion for Mishawaka. He hands it off to Jeffries in transition down the lane. He goes left corner to Jablonski. He dribbles to the bucket. He takes a shot from 3 feet away. The shot off the glass wouldn't go, but a blocking foul against New Prairie, and it's going to be Forrester picking up his first team foul, number 4, against New Prairie. Grant Jablonski, a 5'9 junior guard, will try to get his name into the scoring book with this free throw. And the righty is going to take that shot, and it rims around. It would not go. He'll get a second. Shively back in for Mishawaka. New Prairie will bring back in a pair of starters, Clem Zach and Boniface.
Well, and obviously Mishawaka is not shooting to the percentage that New Prairie is right now, but you know, when your shots aren't falling, driving, drawing some contact, getting to the free throw line is the way to get crawl back into this game.
Jablonski hits the second free throw. That brings Mishawaka to within 19-10. Now a substitution for Coach Heklinski as Rosebush checks out, and C.J. Fisher, a junior guard, reports in for Mishawaka. Token pressure again. This time, New Prairie inbounds the ball with no problems, and they'll bring it up the floor. Boniface has it, goes left wing side for Ketterer. Bounce pass out front, hands it off to Tunnel. Now a pass left wing for Klemzak. A bounce pass top of the key for Tuttle, picked up by Binion. A right wing feed, got it to Blood. His three-pointer wouldn't go. Rebound to Jablonski. 30 to go in the quarter. Cayman down 9 with the basketball. Jablonski way outside, right wing, dribbles between the circles. Now it's going to be Klemzak going left side. Peyton Johnson with a three with a hand in his face, wouldn't go. Rebound to New Prairie's Klemzak, and they'll play for the final shot of the quarter. 10 on the clock, as Ketterer brings it across the midcourt stripe. He's at the top of the key, dribbles down the right side of the lane, dribbled the ball off his foot. It goes right to Klemzak on the right wing. With two, he sends it out front. Ketterer for three! Front rim, backboard, no good. And the quarter ends with New Prairie leading Mishawaka 19-10. Cayman basketball, powered by Midland Engineering Company on Z94.3 FM. The Cave at Mishawaka High School. Darren Pritchett, Vince D'Addario. Mishawaka basketball powered by Midland Engineering. It's 19-10 New Prairie after the first quarter. Give me a couple of stats from that opening stanza.
Well, New Prairie cooled off a little bit, but they're still shooting 67% from the field. They're 8 of 12 from the field, 50% from beyond the arc. Mishawaka, 40%. Shooting 25% from beyond the arc. So starting to get a little bit better and about evening out here a little bit.
Cayman with the first possession of the second quarter. They're down by 9 at home to the New Prairie Cougars. Shively has the ball right wing side, guarded by Tuttle. Man-to-man defense for New Prairie. Gets a screen from Binion, dribbles to the left elbow, down the left side of the lane, now passes into the corner for Hall. Dribbles left block, takes a shot, there's contact, there's a play on. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Boniface for New Prairie. He brings it into the front court, hands it off to Klemzak, who's at the right wing. Now right sideline goes to Boniface, who delivers the ball out front for Ketterer. Ketterer had 4 points in the opening quarter. Out of Boniface at the right wing, he lobs it left wing for Ketterer. No one setting up inside, so he passes top of the key for Blood. His three-pointer off the mark. Rebound left side of the floor to Tuttle. He goes cross-court for Klemzak. His three rimming, no. And with the ball in the air, there's a battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to go against New Prairie, their 15th foul. Mishawaka without a foul so far. And it's going to be Blood picking up his second, the 6'3 senior.
Well, it's always interesting to see how the refs are going to call the game, Darren. And kind of had a ticky-tack one down here away from the ball. We got another foul away from the ball. A lot of contact on some of these shots in the paint with no call. It's going to be interesting to see how things play out here.
So Blood to the bench with those two fouls. It is 19-10, New Prairie, 6:55 to go, first half. Three-pointer, right side, Jablonski finds back iron. Rebound to the free throw line, collected by Klemzak for New Prairie. Cougars led by 10 at one point, the lead is 9. Ketterer between the circles, picks up the dribble, bounce pass, left side. He goes to Klemzak. Klemzak passes top of the key for Forrester. Forrester dribbles a couple of times and delivers it right sideline, right in front of the Mishawaka bench to Ketterer. Gets a screen, dribbles deep into the corner. He's shut off. Great defense by Jablonski. Too good of a defensive set by Jablonski as he pushes Ketterer out of bounds, and that's first foul against Mishawaka.
Yeah, like you said, I thought that was pretty good defense, especially New Prairie doesn't want to. Nobody wants to drive right down that far into the corner, and I thought it was pretty good defense there using those out-of-bounds lines as your second and third defender, but a foul was called.
Jeffries replaces Jablonski in the Mishawaka lineup. New Prairie with the possession. Ketterer, excellent three-point shooter. He's at the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Good help defense by Hall to help out Jeffries. Ketterer, bounce pass to the free throw line, Forrester. He goes right side for Klemzak. Pass to the top of the key, Forrester drives down the lane, pickpocketed by Hall, loose ball though picked up right side by Tuttle, his 10-footer, rimming no, rebound Cayman, and here comes Jeffries in a hurry, the 5-5 guard down the lane, goes under the bucket, as he finds Fisher, now goes out front, Hall knocks down a two, his foot was on the line, 19-12, New Prairie.
It just barely a toe on the line, man, if he would have cut his toenails, he probably would have been a three.
Six for Hall to lead, Mishawaki's got half their points. Ketterer drives right baseline. He passes that front. Forrester for three. Hit nothing but the backboard. And here comes Mishawaka the other way. It's Hall coming down the left side of the lane and a blocking foul against Forrester. And Hall will go to the line for two as now New Prairie has been whistled for 16 fouls.
Well, based on the hot start that New Prairie had in the first quarter, so far scoreless in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. So good news for the home team and a chance to add to it here as they try to close this gap.
Dylan Hall has 6 points to lead Mishawaka. His first free throw of the afternoon on the way. Back iron, no good. Mishawaka 1 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half.
When they're usually a lot better from the free throw line, Darren, not hitting the way they should be. And that could be a telltale here as we move forward.
Second free throw is good. By the way, Forrester picked up his second. He goes to the bench, replaced by forward Nick Ryan. It is 19-13. New Prairie over Mishawaka. 5:20 to go in the first half. Cougars shooting to the basket. To our right, Ketterer out front working against the man-to-man defense of Binion, and Binion has not scored so far in this ballgame. Now right wing side, it is Boniface. He passes low block right. Tuttle kicks it out right wing side. Three-point on the way by Klimczak, rimming. No rebound. Hall outlet feed goes out of bounds. Nearly took out a Mishawaka cheerleader as Jeffries went into the stands after that loose ball. New Prairie keeps the possession after the bad outlet pass by the Cavemen.
Well, and you mentioned that John Binion hasn't scored yet. We're a quarter and a half into this game, and it's only a six-point lead right now for New Prairie. If John Binion can get his stat sheet filled up here a little bit, they're going to close the gap.
Does he even have a shot? I don't remember one.
He's been triple-teamed every time he's gotten the balls. I don't believe he's gotten one off yet.
Boniface, right corner, drives baseline, double-team, fires middle of the lane. Klimczak got his paws on that basketball. He was sandwiched, and he was fouled by C.J. Fisher of Mishawaka, his first, team second. Fisher will check out. Back in is Rosebush.
C.J. Fisher, he's one of those lunch pail guys. He comes into the game. He may use every one of his fouls. He's one of those kind of guys, Darren. I love those kind of guys. He takes advantage of his time in the game.
It's his money's worth.
That's right, man. He's starting safety on the football team, so he loves his contact.
New Prairie up by six, but they have not scored in the second quarter after scoring 19 in the first quarter. Right wing side, Klimczak almost shot the three, then lost the handle, picked up by the Cavemen. Here's Hall down the lane, a Euro step in the lane, a lot of contact. Threw up an air ball in that layup, maybe because of contact, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by New Prairie.
Definitely a lot of traffic in there as he tried to go to the rim. I think he's looking around like, how could I have not been fouled on that one?
Came into inbound under the basket. They send it out front to Rosebush. He fires it right side. It is Shively. Dribbles inside the arc. 17-footer. Front rim no good. Binion goes down going after the rebound. The ball in the hands of Tuttle for New Prairie. 4:18 to go first half, 19-13 Cougars. Klimczak with the ball right wing side for New Prairie, picked up by Hall. He passes top of the key. Boniface dribbles down the left side of the lane, passes into the corner as he finds Ryan. Now it's Kegley for New Prairie, goes right wing for Klimczak, dribbles to the free throw line, jumps and fires it right side. And New Prairie now gets it to Kegley, dribbles down the lane, lost the handle. Long baseball pass for Ryan, and he'll get the layup. I'm sorry, Dylan Hall, got the layup for Mishawaka. He's got 9, and it's now 19-15 as the Cavemen continue to close in on New Prairie.
A 5-0 run here in the second quarter for the Cavemen.
So Hall's going to check out with 9 points. Kenny Minifeld comes in for the Cavemen. So New Prairie with the basketball. The lead has been cut all the way down to 4. They led 19-9 in the first quarter. Mishawaka scored all the points here in the second quarter, outscoring the Cougars 5-0. We have 3:25 to go in the half. Dribbling down the lane, Ketterer, scoop shot left side, no good. Rebound, Binion had it knocked away by Tuttle. New Prairie gets a second chance. 19 points in the first quarter, none in the second quarter. Here's a pass right wing side for Ryan. He goes into the right corner for Boniface. He'll skip it left side, and a three-pointer on the way by Klimczak. No good. Binion the rebound, and he is tied up by Ryan. Jump ball possession, New Prairie. 3:03 to go in the first half. New Prairie 19, Mishawaka 15. Mishawaka will be at South Bend Adams on February 9th. That's their next game. The next home game on WSBT Radio is February 10th. That's against Wawasee at 7:30. Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Busy week. 3 games in 1 week for the Cavemen.
New Prairie to inbound to the right of their own basket. Ketterer to trigger. Looking, and fires it between the circles for Ryan. Ryan passes left sideline for Ketterer. Ketterer. Little crossover dribble now. Passes left sideline for Boniface, who goes up top for Tuttle. Tuttle back to Boniface, left wing, guarded by Binion. Now it's Ketterer at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Goes left wing side for Boniface. Puts the ball on the floor. He's in the lane. He stops. Goes up for the shot. He's stripped by Minifeld. And here come the Cavemen the other way. Coast to coast. goes Kitty, and he will put it in, but it's going to be an offensive foul.
Wow.
Against Mishawaka.
Tough call there, I have to say. And I know we're broadcasting Mishawaka's games and everything, but that's a tough call. It looked like he kind of slid underneath him on that one. It looked like it should have been a blocking foul.
So Menefeld gets the foul, his first, team third. Full court pressure, Mishawaka. They're trying to trap New Prairie in the backcourt. Under the basket, Ketterer. He's in trouble, and Coach DeShone calls a timeout. 19-15, New Prairie, 2:24 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Z94.3 FM. Coverage of Mishawaka High School basketball on Z94.3 FM, powered by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. New Prairie 19, Mishawaka 15. Off the inbound, baseball pass. They hit Klemzak, who lays it in for two off the feed from Boniface.
Well, and that's the play they were looking for the last time they had the out-of-bounds at the baseline, and they were actually able to convert on this one for the first 2 points of the quarter.
2:10 to go, first half, 21-15, New Prairie. Bounce pass, middle of the lane for Binion. It's tipped and it's stolen away by New Prairie. Here come the Cougars into the front court. It's Ketterer in traffic. Bounce pass Tuttle at the left elbow. Dribbles to the middle of the lane. A jump hook from 8 is up and good.
Tough to stop that play. I mean, he pretty much drove in uncontested into the lane. Was able to just kind of teardrop it in there.
And a blocking foul on Ketterer, his first. That'll be the 17 foul. And we'll send Mishawaka to the line for the one and bonus. Now Dylan Hall back in. He's got 9 points to lead Mishawaka. Menefeld to the bench.
Now, one of the great things about high school hoops, the ref actually pulled aside Chase Ketterer and said, hey, this is what you did. Just letting you know. And Ketterer's like, okay, I got it. Thank you. So it's a learning experience for these guys. Mm-hmm. And he's a sophomore. He's a young guy.
Jeffries to the free throw line. The righty shoots and scores. He'll get the bonus shot, his first point of the ball game. Trayshawn Jeffries, 5'5", senior guard, pulls Mishawaka to within 23-16 with 1:46 to go, second quarter. Second free throw, nothing but net for Jeffries. 23, man-to-man full court pressure. New Prairie inbounds to Ketterer. He is rode all the way up the floor by Jeffries. Got to the left corner, stops, and now brings it to the top of the key. Ketterer passes left wing side for Klemzak. Picked up by Hall. Chest pass between the rings for Ketterer. 1:25 to go in the first half. Ketterer dribbles to the right side. Jump pass top of the key for Boniface. Left wing feed for Klemzak. Three-pointer no good. Weak side rebound for Binion. Outlet to Jeffries. He's at the center court. He's at the free throw line. He gets hacked from behind as he tried to dribble to the right wing. And it's a foul whistled against Boniface, his second, team foul number 8 against the Cougars.
It's kind of a dip into the stats here, Darren. New Prairie started out 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. They're 0-for-9 on their last 9 shots from 3. So started out very, very hot. Now they just can't find the bottom of the net.
Jeffries right back to the free throw line where he hit a couple of shots a moment ago. One in bonus. This time rimming no. Rebound Ketterer for New Prairie. He's in a hurry. He's across the center stripe. Drives down the lane. Takes the layup and scores. No Mishawaka defender. Shut him off. Easy two for Ketterer. He's got 6. The lead is back to 8 for New Prairie. 55 seconds to go, first half. Jeffries at the top of the key. Now backs it off. Looks over the man-to-man defense. Dribbles to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Lobs it left side for Shively. The Mishawaka quarterback fires the three, and it's a bullseye. His second three of the night. He's got 6. It's 25-20, New Prairie, with 35 to go in the first half. Ketterer across the center stripe, dribbles to the left elbow. Delivers the ball left side for Ryan. Ryan guarded tightly by Shively. New Prairie wants a foul, and they finally get it.
Yeah, good call, too. I mean, one of the things the refs are really looking at is hand checking at the top, and that was pretty clear foul there.
That was hand, hip, knee.
Yeah, that was a little extra there.
Only the third foul, make that the fourth foul against Mishawaka in the first half, the first against Shively. 25-20 New Prairie, 22.8 to go first half. They'll play for the final shot. Inbounds pass at the backcourt for Ketterer. The ball may not leave his hands. working against Jeffries in a man-to-man defense. Ketterer dribbling out front, weaving back and forth. He passes now right side. Got it to Blood. Now Ketter at the top of the key. Swings it left side for Klemzak. Now to Tuttle at the top of the key. Finds Blood. A long 22-footer from the right side. The three wouldn't go. The rebound loose on the floor, and time expires. So New Prairie led 19-10 after the first quarter. They only score 6 points in the second quarter, but they lead Mishawaka 25-20 at the break. We'll take a look at the first half stats coming up in just a moment. Once again, your halftime score from the Cave, the New Prairie Cougars 25, the Mishawaka Cayman 20. And this is Mishawaka High School Basketball, powered by Midland Engineering Company on Z94.3 FM. And we're closing in on the start of the second half here at the Cave. Mishawaka trails New Prairie 25-20. And Vince, you've seen this Mishawaka team play quite a bit this year. A very strange first half, just from the standpoint that John Binion means so much to this Cayman basketball team offensively, and he is without a point in the first half. And again, I don't know if he had a shot of the bucket just because he was being hounded by everybody.
He took unofficially, he took one shot, and there was three guys around him, and he was literally underneath the basket. It wasn't anywhere near going in. I gave him a credit for a shot there, but he's got one assist, one shot, no clear open shots, obviously. I mean, I guess you can give New Prairie credit. They're hounding him as soon as he gets the ball, but give John Binion credit. He's doing a great job on the defensive end. I mean, he's chasing New Prairie guys all over the court. I mean, he's cut off fast breaks. He's done a great job rebounding the ball. So, I mean, he's getting it done, just not in the way that he normally does. I mean, gosh, they can't keep him scoreless the whole game, no. Can they?
You wouldn't think so, that's for sure. He's such a big body. He's tough to handle, but great game plan coming in for New Prairie. When the ball goes in there, it's like honey, or bees on honey, I should say. They are just not going to let him get a shot of the basket very easily.
And his game is very Bonzi Colson Jr.-ish. He's a little undersized, but, man, he does a great job of just finagling his body. He kind of leans into defenders. He's really good at drawing fouls. He just hasn't been able to do that tonight. So, hopefully, he'll be able to get on track. I mean, based on the way they played in the first half, only being down five, I think, is a pretty good spot for Mishawaka right now.
New Prairie with 19 points in the opening quarter, only six in the second quarter. They came out red hot. They hit three consecutive threes for their first three field goals, and they have not hit a three-pointer since, as you've got Ketterer leading the way with 6 points, Klemzak and Boniface with five, Hall leads Mishawaka with nine, and Shively with six, thanks to a pair of three-point shots. So we're just about ready for the third quarter. And by the way, earlier tonight in the JV game, Mishawaka cruised to a 45-30 victory over New Prairie. So Mishawaka going for the sweep here tonight, but they're going to have to do it in come-from-behind fashion. They were down by as many as 10 in the first half. Right now, down by 5 as the teams huddle around their head coaches, Ron Heklinski for Mishawaka and Derek Deshone for New Prairie.
I would look for Mishawaka to really amp up their full-court defense. I mean, they were, like you said earlier, kind of some token full-court defense. I would look for them to really amp that up, try to create some turnovers and create some offense based on their defense.
Here they come out on the floor, the Cavemen. They're going to send out. Looks like they're starting five of Shively, Jeffries, Hall, Binion, and Rose Bush. And it'll be the starting five for New Prairie of Tuttle, Klemzak, Boniface, Ketterer, and Blood. First possession of the third quarter to Mishawaka in their home white, shooting to the basket to our right. New Prairie once again in a man-to-man defense. Here is Hall in the right corner. Bounce pass right baseline, Binion. One dribble. Now sends it out front for Jeffries. Very solid defense by Blood, not allowing Binion to get the shot away. Now Binion has it at the free throw line. He squares up. He puts on the floor. Had it knocked away. Loose ball to Tuttle. And here comes New Prairie. Good hands by Blood to pickpocket Binion to the basketball. Mishawaka back in their man-to-man defense. Ketterer between the circles. Guarded by Rosebush. A bounce pass to the right top of the key for Blood. Now Ketterer left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, passes left wing Blood, 3-point on the way, too strong, weak side rebound Shively, and here come the Cavemen down by 5. Hall will move it now left sideline for Jeffries, guarded by Ketterer. Jeffries uses the dribble, now bounce pass, low block left to Binion, in the lane, double team, jumps, passes right corner, Hall doesn't shoot the 3. Dribbles in the lane. Good feed down low. Binion from the left side. Layup good and a foul against Tuttle, and there was not a lot of contact.
No, there was not a lot of contact, but like I said, Binion does a really good job of just kind of leaning his body forward to make it look like there's a little more contact than there really is, and he ended up getting the foul.
First points for Binion. 25-22, the righty at the free throw line, spins the ball, he delivers, and the shot is rimming. No, but the rebound, Rosebush right side goes up for the shot, and he is tied up by Boniface, and we've got a jump ball, and it's Cougar basketball.
Well, and I don't know, I'm sure you noticed, but the first two times on the offensive side for Mishawaka, they've made a very clear effort to get the ball to number 42.
Mm-hmm. No question. Token pressure by Mishawaka as the Cougars bring the ball up the floor. Boniface across the stripe, lowers the shoulder at the left elbow, then dribbles the ball off his foot. It rolls into the backcourt. Diving is Rosebush. Can't come up with it. Diving to the floor is going to be Boniface, and he gets it off to Klimczak. Really, Rosebush did not have to go after that basketball. It would have been over and back, or the ball would have rolled out of bounds.
I got to say,
hustle, but
I'm old school. I love seeing him dive on the floor for that ball, but you're right. He saw a ball on the ground, he went after it, but you're absolutely right, it would have been over and back.
Ketterer left wing tries to drive on Rosebush, and he couldn't because there's a blocking foul against the Mishawaka Junior. Rosebush, his first substitution for New Prairie. Boniface out, Ryan back in. First foul against the Cavemen in the second half. They lob into the middle of the lane. It's going to be picked up off the floor by Blood, who goes left corner. And a shot by Klimczak wouldn't go. Rebound Rosebush. He throws it all the way into the front court for Hall. He's at the right elbow. He dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out front Shively. A ball fake. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the arc. Goes left corner Jeffries. He dribbles to the lane. Scoop pass right side for Hall. Hall's pass out front deflected. And it's taken away by New Prairie. Loose ball to Blood. 25-22 New Prairie. 5:50 to go. Third quarter from Mishawaka High School. Klimczak at the left wing, lobs it left block Tuttle against two men, goes up for the shot, and Binion with the rejection, and the loose ball recovered by Shively. Cavemen can tie with a 3. They have not been tied with this New Prairie club since it was 0-0 at the start of the game. Binion left block, delivers it left corner Jeffries, and took an extra step and traveled.
Yeah, he wanted to get it in down low on the block to John Binion and just kind of hesitated a little bit, dragged that plant foot, so a turnover for the Cavemen.
Man-to-man full-court pressure by Mishawaka. Ryan inbounds to Ketterer. Under his own basket, works against Jeffries. Left-handed dribble across the center stripe. Passes left wing for Klimczak, who's got 5 points. Up top, Ryan, one dribble, bounce pass, right elbow. He finds Blood for a jumper that wouldn't go, and the rebound to Mishawaka. In a hurry, here comes Hall into the front court. He's at the left wing, delivers the ball between the circles to Rosebush. He'll swing it right side for Shively. Pass to the free throw line, Hall puts it on the floor. Good feed left side, Binion layup good.
Great feed by Dylan Hall. Dylan Hall, everybody knows he's going to drive, and they collapsed on him in the lane. He's able to find a wide open John Binion for the easy layup.
Very unselfish. He had about an 8-footer.
Oh, absolutely.
The lead is down to 1. In the left baseline area, a lot of contact. Blood kept the possession, fires it out front. A 3-pointer right side by Ketterer. Wouldn't go. Weak side rebound kept alive by Tuttle, and it's grabbed by Blood. And a new offensive possession for New Prairie, leading by just 1. They led by 10 in the first quarter. Feed low block right. Jeffries had the arm of Ketterer, and a foul against Jeffries.
Well, and that's going to be a mismatch no matter who the 5'5" Jeffries is going to be on. When he gets down there on the block, they're going to be looking for him, and it happened to be Ketterer, who's a great athlete, and they've got him listed at, 6'1"?
Yeah.
So he's giving up about 8 inches on there, so it was a good look for New Prairie, and Jeffries didn't really have a choice on that one.
First foul against Jeffries, second foul against the Cavemen in the second half. 25-24 New Prairie, 4:15 to go, third quarter. Ketterer left elbow, dribbles left block, hangs in the air, skips it right side for Plemzak, he'll fire a three and missed it. New Prairie has not hit a three since their first three shots of the first quarter. Shively for Mishawaka has the ball left wing side for Mishawaka up top to Hall. Right wing feed to Jablonski, who had a point in the first half. Good feed down low for Binion just before the ball got to the hands of Binion. It was tipped by Tuttle, but recovered by Binion. Now Shively in the lane. Jump stop under the bucket. Goes up for the right-handed layup, deflected out of bounds maybe by Ryan.
Yeah, I tell you what, that hand came out of nowhere from Tuttle on that pass. You and I have a perfect angle of that one. It looked like he was wide open, and then all of a sudden there's that hand to prevent it.
Mishawaka trying to take their first lead of the ball game. The inbound to Rosebush, left baseline. He passes left elbow, Binion. Bounce pass between the circles to Dylan Hall, the senior with 9 points. Dribbles to the right sideline. Crossover dribble. He cannot get away from Klimczak. He now goes top of the key, Rosebush. Dribbles to the left elbow. Moves the ball left corner. Shively for three. Wouldn't go. Long rebound, Ryan. Coast to coast. One on three. Lost the ball near the free throw line. The ball goes out of bounds. It was batted out of his hand by a caveman, and it'll be New Prairie ball with 3:14 to go in the third. Peyton Johnson back in for Mishawaka. Dylan Hall will take a seat with those 9 points. New Prairie to inbound from the baseline. Left block feed, Ryan turns and fires. Five-footer hangs on the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Binion for the Mishawaka caveman, who once again can take their first lead of the ball game. Shively, top of the key, fakes the three, drives in the lane. 13 foot on the way, front rim won't go. Gets his own rebound because no one boxed him out. Shively, in the lane, Binion spins right side, goes in for the layup, scores, and is fouled. And the cavemen lead for the first time. And it comes with 2:54 to go in the third period.
And what a nice move by John Binion. He was able to up fake on the inside, drop step, go up, hit as he goes up, able to drop that layup, and well, great job to attempt three-point play here.
A 17-6 run by Mishawaka to take their first lead of the game, 26-25 with 2:54 to go in the third. Binion has 6 points all in this quarter. He's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. He'll look to complete the three-point play. Shot on the way, and it is back iron, no good. Rebound to Ryan for New Prairie. Let's see how the Cougars handle being behind for the first time tonight. They have cooled off significantly.
They're shooting 35% from the field now.
Ketterer double-teamed across the center stripe, had it battled away, so he gets to dribble again, goes to Ryan, who dribbles down the lane, goes left side, Klimczak for three, no good. Got his own rebound. He's at the left block, goes up for a shot, and is fouled from behind, I believe, by Rosebush of Mishawaka. And it is Rosebush, his second. And it is the third team foul against Ron Heklinski's caveman.
And we're 5.5 minutes into the third quarter, and New Prairie's looking for their first points here from the charity stripe.
Klimczak with 5 points in the game has a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Free throw up and good. That's their first free throw attempt of the night.
It is. So first free throw attempt, so they're 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and their first point of the second half.
26 apiece with 2:32 to go, third quarter. The righty Klimczak now has 6 points. Free throw on the way is good. His 7 points leads New Prairie. Cougars back in front, 27-26, 2:30 to go, third quarter from the cave. Caven in their home whites, working against the man-to-man defense of New Prairie. Binion has it, left baseline. Back to the basket, drives the baseline, and New Prairie couldn't stop it. He lays it in for two more. He's got eight all in this quarter, 28-27, Mishawaka.
What a great move. He could feel the pressure to his left, so he went right down the baseline. And when he spun, there was no defender there to help on the help side for the easy layup.
Here's Ryan, left top of the key. Bounce pass, middle of the lane. Ketterer had it stripped away, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Trayson Jeffries of Mishawaka.
Well, and there was that mismatch again down low, Darren, and Trayson Jeffries did a great job of getting his hand in there. When Ketterer brought that ball down, he's able to smack it out of bounds.
Ketterer to inbound from the right of his own basket. Bounce pass, left block. Got it to Boniface. Hands it off into the left wing corner. Ketterer drives baseline. He's shut off. Passes right corner for Klimczak. Up top, Forrester. Three-pointer, rimming, no. Rebound goes to Hall of Mishawaka. Into the front court. He finds Johnson at the left wing. Johnson, a chest pass between the rings for Jeffries, who goes now right sideline for Fisher. Back up top, Johnson drives left elbow. Dishes left wing side for Hall. 1:28 to go in the third quarter. Mishawaka by one. Left sideline. This is Hall with the basketball. He's got nine. Not looking to shoot. Dribbles out front and resets the Cayman offense. Left wing for Jeffries. Almost stolen away by Ketterer. Strong hands by Jeffries. Keeps the possession for the Cayman. Now Jeffries backs it out. Looks over the defense and swings it right side Hall. Drives by the defender and lays it in. Boniface was beaten and no one helped down, and Coach DeShone is not happy with the help defense.
No, not at all. I mean, you can't give a driver like that that kind of lane to the basket.
Hall has 11. Now we've got a tie-up under the basket, and it's a jump ball, and it will be Mishawaka possession. 53 to go third quarter. Mishawaka with their biggest lead of the night, 30-27.
I'll tell you what, Darren, what just blows my mind is that New Prairie had 19 in the first quarter, and they've only scored 8 points in the second and almost the entire third quarter.
It's a 21-8 Mishawaka run. They were down 19-9. Looked like we were going to have a high-scoring game, but things have settled into what we kind of expected, a game maybe in the 40s.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the 40s.
Yeah.
40 to go in the quarter. Mishawaka with the ball. Fisher down the lane, stops, pump fakes, can't shoot. Good defense by Boniface. Instead, he passes right wing side for Hall, who is the only player in double figures tonight with 11. Hall dribbles between the circles as Mishawaka will play for one with 25 to go in the quarter. And now Peyton Jones out front traveled. Did not put the ball on the floor before he moved his feet. That is an unforced error.
Yeah, and it was just good extended defense by New Prairie. I mean, they were making Mishawaka use every dribble, use every step, and he was trying to come back to the middle to find another guard and just walk before he dribbled.
Johnson out, Shively back in for the Cavemen. 23.6 seconds to go, third quarter. New Prairie down three with the basketball. Ketterer across the stripe. Jeffries all over him. Bounce pass right in front of the New Prairie bench to Boniface at the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Shut off by Hall. Now he'll settle for a three. Front rim, no. Rebound to Binion. Stripped from behind. Got it back. Got it to Jeffries, and he is fouled by Ketterer. Ketterer picks up the foul, his second. Team third. So now the Cayman have 3.7 seconds on the clock. They will inbound from the free throw line extended in the backcourt. So they have to go about 60 feet to get to the basket. They inbound to Jeffries at the top of the key. He's at the center court line. He stops at the three-point line, lost his footing, and that's a travel with 0.2 seconds left.
Yeah, he tried to jump stop and find an open man in the corner and just lost his footing completely. Ended up on his backside and only 0.2 seconds left. Can you even get a shot off that quick?
The answer is no. Three-quarter shot, just barely short by Blood. Well, Mishawaka is consistent. 10 points in the first, 10 in the second, 10 in the third. They lead 30-27 as we head to the fourth quarter on Z94.3. Darren Pritchett back at Mishawaka High School. We go to the fourth quarter. Cayman 30 and New Prairie 27. The Cougars have the first possession of the fourth quarter. They work to our left against man-to-man defense. And after starting the game 3-for-3 from the three-point line, Vince, things have changed.
Yeah, they're 0-for-17 from beyond the arc after going 3-for-3. So live by the three, die by the three, I guess, right?
No question. New Prairie lobs the ball right side for Boniface. He was grabbed while he was in the air, getting control of the basketball. They're going to say he was trying to shoot. He'll go to the line for two. First free throw by Boniface is no good. New Prairie did not record a field goal in the third quarter. Just two free throws. They were outscored 10-2.
When your quarter scoring goes 19-6-2, things are not trending in the direction you want.
Free throw, no good. He missed them both. Rebound is pulled down by Ketterer, and they call a foul on Ketterer, and Coach DeShone is not happy.
Not even a third.
So three on Ketterer. Fourth team foul against New Prairie in the second half. Cayman with the basketball, leading by three, 7:40 to go in regulation time. Cougars have been in a man-to-man defense all night. Hall dribbling way out front near the center line, guarded by Tuttle. Bounce pass left wing for Jeffries. He's picked up by Klemzak.